Yeah, so my times are all fucked up. So it depends on a lot of things for timing. Timing's all messed up. I am one of those people who's on his phone to the second he falls asleep. And the first thing I do when I wake up is grab my phone. First thing. I know you're not supposed to do that. And you're supposed to meditate and all this fucking bullshit. I'm sure I'm supposed to do loads of things. I'm supposed to meditate and not worry about it. But let me tell you something. I have a large empire and a lot of money to make. And I wake up to problems that I need fixing. So I wake up, grab my phone. I go straight in the gym. First thing I do. And I only train for like 45 minutes to an hour a day. I don't train at any commercial gyms. I always train at home, or the hotel I'm in will have a gym, or the house I'm in will have a gym. I go straight in the gym. I train in between sets. I'm on my phone. I'll have a coffee and a bunch of water while I'm training. And when I finish, I'll sit down for another nice coffee, a proper one, when I begin my work. And every day's a work day for me, and every day's basically the same. And that'll be it. I'll tear through about 10 or 15 coffees during the day. I'm heavily caffeinated individual. And then I'll have I won't eat until maybe 4 or 5 p.m. at night. And that's a basic day, and I get a lot done. But the empire is large, and you can only delegate so much. There's a lot of people who work for me now, and we're doing very amazing things. I'll take this chance to fill anyone in who's not familiar. We have the Hustlers University, which was part of the, that was actually attacked by the Matrix when they attacked me. We've relaunched that as the real world. That's fantastic. As 150,000 students, that's going well. There's a whole bunch of work to do with that. We have the War Room, a whole bunch of work to do. We have casinos in Romania. We have property portfolios. We've even keeping 32 cars on the road. Like, there's always something to do. So it's endless work. So we wake up and get things done. We don't really club as much anymore. You notice we don't go partying nearly as much anymore. None of that kind of stuff. So it's just very long, busy work days, getting it all done, servicing our females, making sure we stay alive and fighting the Matrix. But I start the day with exercise, and primarily because I just want to get out of the way because I hate it plaguing my brain. I actually don't like training. I hate it. So I have to do it early so it's over. I just want to get it over with. And this is a life hack for people. If you start the day with something you truly hate, you once it's over with, you begin your whole day in a good mood, right? Because you're doing the shit you really don't want to do at the beginning. And then when it's over, after the first hour of consciousness, you get to live the best the rest of your day in a pretty positive new mood. So yeah, it starts with the gym. Most exciting thing I've ever done.
Nothing to do with
exciting. Yeah, no, exciting and scary are linked, right? Exciting and scary are pretty close together. So it's kind of almost going to be like the most scary thing I've ever done. And I think a lot of that will come down to fighting or some of the bad stories I've had where I've been in very unlucky situations, but I didn't do them on purpose. But fighting perhaps would be up there with some of the most exciting things I've ever done. But I think exciting and excitement is something you can find within yourself. I think you can think yourself excited if you decide to be. The human mind is a massively misunderstood and underused chemical factory. That's all it is. It's the reason you feel happy. It's the reason you feel sad. It's the reason you feel excited. It's only chemicals in your brain. And I think if you try and take conscious control of your mind and force yourself to feel what you want, when you want, you can truly start to feel emotions on command. I can get excited over a cup of coffee if I decide to be. I can sit down and get excited and be like, ooh, it's cold outside. Whoa, look at this. Coffee's coming. Like, I can think it into existence. So I think fighting is probably one of the most exciting things I've ever done at world level. But absolutely, I like to try and have a little bit of excitement inside of every single day. And I also think that, I mean, I don't know about you. You can please chip in on this one, but I think driving is quite meditative. I think that's what's so good about it, is that you only feel excitement. You don't think that much. You have a bit of music on, you feel a bit of excitement, and your mind's kind of empty when you're driving really fast. You're not worried about work. You're not worried about anything else. It kind of clears your mind. So I think driving is a nice, pure way to feel excitement as well. I don't know what you think about the mind clearing aspect. Let me ask you a question. Before the internet, did you ever know a 20-year-old self-made millionaire?
No.
No. These kids aren't supposed to have this much money. They're dumbasses. They're children. Before the internet, the idea that you could become a self-made millionaire at 21 was absolutely impossible. No one would even take you seriously in a business meeting. It couldn't be done. But now it can be done. So you're giving all these kids money and clout and attention. What do you think they're doing with it? Dumb shit. Gambling, drugs, buying girls presents, hanging around with hoes. Stupid shit. They're literally lost. Their souls are lost. Their hearts and minds are lost. They don't have any experience. What did we say earlier that money amplifies? We're amplifying children. What do you think they're going to do with it? Children shit. They're fucking clowns, all of them. every single person I've ever spoken to on Twitch, without exception, is a fucking clown. None of them are serious people. They don't take themselves seriously. They don't take their income seriously. They're not even smart enough to sit and go, I'm making all this money at 21. Let me really buckle down for a few years and set myself up. No, they're too busy fucking, oops, I'm late. Oops, I was drunk yesterday. Cancel stream. Oops, oops. They are children. Total dummies. All of it's truly, everyone on Twitch is a loser. Everyone on Twitch is a loser. And there's full grown men on there as well. And I've spoken to them and they're losers. All of them.
Yeah, there was some 40 or 50 year old guy who was the oldest Fortnite player that you had a back and forth dialogue. The guy with the purple hair, I think he was in the airport when you were talking to him. That guy, like this is
lost people, just lost individuals. And it's not me hating on the platform, because I mean, it's a video hosting platform, right? Yeah. It's just hating on the idea of people sitting and consuming 10 hours a day, some other person talking shit and wasting time. It's all pretty detrimental to Western society. I'm gonna try my very best with Aiden. He's the one I believe in most, and I hope I can get something out. A lot of people ask questions and they use ignorance to hide laziness. So because they're too lazy to change, they'll sit and pretend they don't know what to do. So they'll say, well, what should I do here? Right. Because they feel like, well, I am trying, I'm just not sure. Bro, you know getting rich is a good idea. You know trying hard is a good idea. You know getting in better shape is a good idea. You know improving your network is a good idea. You know what to do. You're not stupid, I like to think. You just don't, you haven't done it yet for 30 years for some reason, and you still don't want to start, so you're asking us what you should do. If you're a winner, if God's mission and God's destiny for you is for you to win, then you know exactly what to do. If you're sitting here and you have no clue how to improve yourself and your life, then guess what, my friend? God never wanted you to win. God wanted you to stay at the bottom. There's hierarchies in life. God has favorites. Perhaps he wanted to leave you at the bottom to be laughed at and mocked. Perhaps you're going to be the example for everybody else to look at and say, I don't want to end up like that guy. He's a fucking loser. But if you're not that guy, then you should know what to do. You don't need to ask me questions. Go do it. It's kind of amazing to me that people will sit and watch a broadcast in which ideas are shared that they understand and resonate with them and they believe could truly improve their lives, but then they don't want more of that information for free. I have an email list which is completely free. I send an email every day discussing the ideas and topics we've discussed in this podcast. You can sign up at cobratape.com and it is free for everybody. If you're gonna sit and watch these podcasts and like what is said and not continue your journey of discovery and knowledge by signing up to a completely free email list, then you deserve the slavery the Matrix is thrusting upon you. So if you're smart enough at least to understand that this is just the beginning on many topics and there's lots more to talk about, there's a free email list.